An EU statement issued after the meeting between members of Mauritania's military government and European officials said that if there were not so-called new elements within a month regarding Mauritania, talks will end and appropriate measures will be proposed. The statement did not say what kind of measures they would be. But the European Union sharply criticized the August coup in Mauritania that toppled the country's democratically elected president. The talks in Paris were aimed at restoring constitutional order. But so far, the military shows no signs of doing so. Mauritanian opposition politicians have urged the European Union to take a tough line against the military rulers. And this is apparently what they did on Monday. The EU is hardly the only critic of the military coup. The African Union suspended Mauritania shortly after the coup, as did the Paris-based International Francophonie Organization. The Francophonie Organization's president, Abdou Diouf, the former president of Senegal, described Mauritania's suspension as an extreme measure. He said it would only be lifted once conditions for democracy were fulfilled. Mauritania's military leaders announced Sunday that some civilians could meet deposed Mauritanian president Sidi Ould Cheikh Abdellahi in what some reportedly interpret as a gesture towards eventually freeing him. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.